case you missed out on all the fun on the show, you can catch up on the Josh and Maddie podcast right now.
On Instagram, are you a stories watcher or just a feed scroller or both?
A bit of both, really. I'm pretty even, split even between the two.
I think I probably watch stories more than I do scroll. Mm. Just because the algorithm's really weird now is some people's posts don't even come up in the feed as much.
And you would think it would be like the most recent would be coming up, but it comes up from like 2 days ago to like an hour ago.
Yeah, it's very bizarre. Confusing. Mm. But I'm a big story viewer, and sometimes I forget that people can see who view stories. Mm. So if you've posted a story and you click down, like I think it's the bottom left, it shows you who has looked at it.
Yeah.
But there is a little hack that has become apparent to people.
Yes.
That you can do it anonymously.
Ooh.
Which really opens up the can of worms of stalking your ex. Let's just put it that way. So if you've ever wanted to peek at someone's Instagram story, but you really don't, you know, want to know, you don't want them to know that you're looking at it. Maybe you've got a crush on them and you don't want to come across as like a bit too keen or whatever.
I'm going to do this now.
So the way to do this, you're going to have to open up your internet browser. So it's a third party website called Insta Stories, like Insta-Stories.
Okay.
And then once you go onto that website, you can type in someone's handle and view their Instagram story without your name showing up on the list of people that have viewed it. You don't even need to sign into Instagram to be able to use this website.
I'm getting an error message. Oh, no, got it. Sorry.
You got it now? So there's absolutely no way it can be tracked back to you. And pretty much works as if you're a normal person on an Instagram account. You're just logged in through this website, not your own. The only catch is, though, if you're wanting to look at a profile, it needs to be on public. You can't be looking at private ones or following them. So I don't have a story up at the moment. I think go to Power FM Ballarat's Instagram if you type in that one. And then you'll be able to see and click on their story like normal. And I'll go on to Power FM's and it's just not going to come up. And that has changed the game.
Power FM Ballarat. Oh, it does too.
Yep.
The only one we've got up at the moment is the Superman that's been delivering stuff for Super Dad around town.
Yeah, well, I'm just looking and it says there's 442 people that have viewed it, but it doesn't come up with that you've viewed it necessarily.
Oh.
This is sneaky.
Oh, my goodness. You realize everyone is going to use this to stalk their ex.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Absolutely. what else would you use it for?
You're welcome for me finding this fact for everybody this morning. But it definitely does change the game. So, you're pretty much at free will to stalk anybody that you want to, whether that's your ex or your boss or your crush, as I said, and you don't want to come across as too keen.
Too keen.
I'm not sure how it goes with when you open the website just then, you can go and scroll down to people's normal posts.
Yes.
As well.
Yeah, yeah.
Could you like them or they're just there to
view? No, they're just there to view. Just look at them.
That's even better because there is nothing more scary when you're going for a stalk on Instagram and you're scrolling down and you accidentally double tap.
You just, for some reason, you get comfortable and you're just like, oh, that's a cute photo, double tap. And you're like, oh, my God.
Or you accidentally hit the heart icon. Well, this website just eliminates all of that. So happy stalking, everybody.